As promised, let's go to Azara Karim now. News 24 reporter has been following up with Aquile Mineral Water regarding the revelations in the News 24 reporting of Kwasi's Ubuntu mission. Azara, very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Okay, what is the link between the mission and Aquile?
Okay, so there are two leaders of the Kwasi's Ubuntu mission Adela Stiergen and Lydia Dube. They are two active directors of Kwasi's Ubuntu's business assets, which are, on the one hand, the KSB Trust, but importantly, Ekamanzi Springs. They are active directors of Ekamanzi Springs that own Aquile.
So they wholly own Aquile?
They own it with two other directors. There are four directors in all.
Now, this is a very prominent brand, as I say. I saw it on the shelves today as I was on my way into work, and it's quite widely known. So, presumably, it's a very profitable business.
It is, and it creates, as they say, you know, creates a lot of jobs for people, but it's also the financial kind of, one of the financial life forces of the mission.
Okay, now what is the... what is the mineral water brand, in as much as it's a separate entity? What have they been saying? What's their reaction to your News 24 stories?
So they have they released a letter or a statement to its customers or clients saying that it is going to appoint a multidisciplinary panel to investigate the allegations that were detailed in our extensive Exodus investigation. It said that this panel would consist of legal, political, business, and grassroots level individuals. And they further said that they would publish the findings of the investigation and be as transparent as possible with it.
They're already under pressure. Several major retailers have taken the product off the shelves, as I understand it.
Yeah, so it started with Woolworths, who you know started asking questions about asking them to respond to these allegations. It said that it would pause its business with Aquile until they could get more information about the allegations leveled against KSB. And they said also that they would offer to help the authorities in any way that they could. That was yesterday, and then Spa followed suit, and then Macro Game and Food Lovers also announced yesterday its decision to suspend the business. And we also saw Macro staff removing Aquile beverages from its shelves. So it seems to have had, yes, a very big impact.
It's had a huge, will be having a huge business impact on them. So have Aquile said when they will come back to you or when they will have the findings of this inquiry? Because if they don't move quickly, their business is going to disappear.
Of course. As soon as I got that letter that I was just telling you about, I contacted the person, you know, who is listed on this letter. And I asked them if I could speak to, you know, their spokesperson or if they could put me in touch with their spokesperson. And that was yesterday, and I've heard nothing back. And today I've been, you know, carrying on calls with KSB, but I can't seem to have any luck to get more information. And we would like to, you know, follow up on exactly that.
Azara, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Azara Karim from News 24. There's plenty of it on news24.com, including a video documentary. If you're interested in that story, it is an extraordinary one.